Well, time to get to it on a Friday, a free-for-all Friday. This is where the truth is gleaned from the media rot, where we find the facts hidden beneath the garbage. It's the Steve Gruber Show, God Bless America, for Friday, November 1st, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, Mexico is awash in blood. Bodies piling up at an incredible rate like cordwood. In fact, there have been 500 cartel killings in just the last week. That is just stunning. Number two, some context. Key in the California fires. Let's compare the fires covering less than 100,000 acres. The fires that have burned millions of acres in years past in western states, but also in the Midwestern places like Chicago, Wisconsin, and yes, Michigan. And number one, it's game on in the swamp. Democrats going all in on impeachment on President Trump. We'll see where that goes. But first, I've got to bring you this. I've got to bring you this. Elizabeth Warren, the front runner to be the Democratic nominee for president, putting forth now her Medicare for All plan and putting a price tag to it. Are you sitting down? The price tag is $52 trillion, that's with a T, $52 trillion over 10 years. $52 trillion. That is $5.2 trillion a year. That would more than double the American budget. Currently, the American government brings in somewhere around $4 trillion a year, just over. That's what we bring in. We spend more than that already. And Elizabeth Warren thinks that a $52 trillion medical plan is somehow what we all need. Oh, and by the way, it would not raise taxes on the middle class. And she says this, I swear, she says this with a straight face. Yeah. We don't need to raise taxes on the middle class by one penny to finance Medicare for All. According to Senator Warren, in her plan, a copy of which, copies of which are out now, this one from Fox News. Some of Warren's rivals for the nomination clearly not going to buy that claim, having claimed repeatedly her assertions on the middle class is wrong. The campaign's detailed Medicare for All proposal insists that the cost can be covered by a combination of existing federal and state spending on Medicare and Medicaid, as well as roughly $20 trillion in taxes on employers, financial transactions, the ultra-wealthy, large corporations, and more. $20 trillion in taxes on employers. Yeah, that's going to help the job market. That'll certainly boost the economy. Put trillions of new dollars of taxes on employers and big corporations. That should help, you know, the jobless rate in America. It includes what is essentially a payroll tax increase on employers. Of course, that will hit workers in the form of reduced wages and less jobs, quite clearly. Let's see here. Medicare for All's chief Senate champion, Bernie Sanders, the Warren campaign argues that many of these costs already are being spent in the existing health care system by government, employers, and individuals in the form of premiums, deductibles, and other expenses. The Warren campaign claims that those individual costs would drop to practically zero. Of course they would. Unlike Sanders' plan, however, Warren's projects no burden for the middle class on a price tag just under $52 trillion over the next 10 years. Sanders' plan, a bargain at $32 trillion. He would only double the American budget. Elizabeth Warren would take it up by 1.3 times. Among other proposals, Warren calling for bringing in $9 trillion in new Medicare taxes on employers. So there's $9 trillion we picked up by employers. That, of course, that won't hurt wages or employment. It would replace what they're already paying for employee health insurance, she claims. Warren's campaign says if they're at risk of falling short of the revenue target, they can impose a supplemental employer Medicare contribution. That's a tax. Contribution. Nice euphemism for a tax. For big companies with extremely high executive compensation and stock buyback rates. Whether some of those costs, however, still could be passed on to middle-class employees, as economists argue payroll tax always are, remains to be seen. You know, Grover Norquist is going to be here in just a few moments. And he's going to talk about Elizabeth Warren's plan to transform the best economy in 50 years. So we'll get to more of that in just a moment. Grover Norquist coming up to talk more about her $52 trillion plan that won't cost you anything. It's all free in make-believe land. It's all free today, boys and girls. What are you dressed up as today? A unicorn, Mr. Gruber, because it's all free. It's all free here in magic make-believe land. Of course it is, kids. Now get on your magic train and go for a ride. Good Lord. Meanwhile, inside the make-believe land of Washington, D.C., Democrats are going all in on impeachment, as you now know. They've had a formal vote on impeachment, saying that they're giving Republicans an even playing field, which, of course, is blatantly false. Well, Republicans can subpoena and they can... Not really. Under the plan that was voted in yesterday, with not one Republican saying yes and a couple of Democrats actually joining the Republicans and saying, no, we're not doing this. This is not what we agreed to. So there was a bipartisan effort to say no and a completely purely partisan effort to go after impeachment because they don't like Donald Trump. Hey, you know what? A lot of people don't. They don't like his style. They don't like the way he talks to people. They don't like the way he tweets and in his name-calling and so forth. They say he's a bully and he's mean. So you can do that or you can be a socialist, which is one step away from being a communist. Which do you prefer? Honestly, do you want a $52 trillion Medicare for All plan, which, by the way, includes illegal aliens, because, by God, we can't say no to anybody from any place in the world. Anybody born anywhere on the planet deserves health care paid for by you. Anyone born anywhere on the planet deserves health care paid for by you. In addition to that, anybody born anywhere on the planet also deserves free college paid for by you. They also deserve to have probably some food stamps and some housing. I mean, after all, food and shelter are a human right. So anyone born anywhere on the planet deserves all of these things. And to live here as an American, whether they like America or not, or can even speak the language, doesn't matter. Because they are entitled to all of these human rights paid for by you. Because you should pick up the bill for anybody on the planet. Because if you don't, you're a racist. You are a bigot. If you think that somehow not wanting to pick up the bill for everybody else's children and not wanting to pay for everybody else's poor choices, then you're a bigot. It's quite clear. I mean, look at yourself. Look at yourself. If you don't believe it, just get to the mirror immediately. You, sir, you, ma'am, you're bigots because you don't think that it's imperative that American taxpayers foot the bill for everybody, everywhere, all the time, 24 hours a day. Yeah, $52 trillion. Grover Norquist, straight ahead. We're going to sort it out deeper, farther. It's the Steve Gruber Show, brought to you in part by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE, know your own power.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today. at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
I vaccinate because I want to protect my daughter.
I vaccinate because these diseases can be deadly.
Because of vaccines, we tend to think of diseases like whooping cough and measles as things of the past, but they aren't. Michigan's children still get them and pass them on. Get the whole story at ivaccinate.org. I vaccinate because I got the facts. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Brought to you by